For Dr. Marcus Du Bois Watson, the journey to becoming a professor of Africana Studies started at birth.
I was named for Marcus Garvey and W.E.B. Du Bois, who are two, you know, prominent Black freedom fighters in our history. And my brother's name is Malcolm.
Watson is one of three new hires at Buffalo State this fall, all of whom are African American men. And for Watson, it's a homecoming.
When I look out at the students, I see myself. And I don't mean in the literal sense of Black students. I mean all the students, the diversity of students. This is where I grew up in a very diverse, albeit segregated community.
Watson says that, like many African American kids, he was raised with a side curriculum taught by his parents and family members outside of school about Black history. He went on to get his doctorate from Cornell and now has the opportunity to bring an Africana Studies major back to Buff State for the first time since the early 1980s. Watson describes Africana Studies as a discipline that centers African people globally.
Not just as objects of study, right, but pays attention to African people's subjectivity, worldviews, values, and outlooks.
Africana Studies seeks to understand the world from people, from the perspective of people whose voices have been marginalized.
Dr. Cameron Herman is assistant professor of sociology and another one of Buff State's new hires.
We're not talking just about Black people and people of African descent. We're asking what people of African descent and Black people, how they make sense of the world. How do we make sense of the world?
The third hire is Dr. John Torrey, assistant professor of philosophy, who started at Buff State as a visiting professor last year.
I kind of drag students across the history of how race has worked as a concept, and also to try to understand what the notion of progress means, considering the history of race in this country.
The new hires were made possible through SUNY's Prodigy Initiative, which stands for Promoting Recruitment, Opportunity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Growth. It's an effort to increase faculty diversity across the SUNY system, which is currently comprised of only 8.5% from minority groups. And both the professors and their students say they really feel that lack of diversity on campus.
I introduced myself to the intro to sociology class, and one student, a young woman who is in her fourth year here, said, in 4 years, you're the first Black professor I've had.
Professor Watson is actually the first Black professor that I've had.
Matthew Miles is a 19-year-old sophomore from Long Island. He's an industrial technology major, but he says he's taking Watson's Intro to Africana Studies course because so much of Black history is missing from what kids learn in schools.
It's almost like not getting told the whole story and then kind of like getting told the other half like way later. It's just really interesting to see how everything played out.
Watson starts every class by playing songs students have requested. On this Friday, it was A Song for Asada by Common, which pays tribute to the former Black Liberation Army member, Asada Shakur, who was convicted for the murder of a New Jersey state trooper. And the music is just one way Watson's class is different from others.
You're telling me that the things that traditional Africans were doing is actually based on a reciprocal give and take relationship with the earth? Man, that we're destroying our earth right now. That might be useful.
Creasia Caldwell from Buffalo is another student in Watson's class.
This is important to me because I feel like history repeats itself. It's a lot of police brutality still going on currently. It's a lot of segregation, a lot of racial tension, especially between the Black community and the criminal justice system.
Caldwell is studying criminal justice, but she says Africana Studies is important because it can help build empathy and understanding among people of all backgrounds.
It's not just for us to know about ourselves. It's for everyone as a whole to get both sides of the bigger picture in America.
Buff State was the first SUNY campus to get Prodigy salary support, and they still have two more hires to make. For now, the new professors say their biggest goal is to let students in the community know they're here, and to sign up as many Africana Studies majors and minors as possible. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.